and I know a lot of y'all might be military, but I know that, you know, the oath that, you know, our military takes is to, you know, the people, the Constitution, and, you know, of the United States. I just didn't know where all your military was going to stand on this if every state goes to secede.
Hang on, everybody. Let me fill you in on something about the military right now. Go type in your search engine, capital F, capital M, minus sign 3-39-40. You'll find that 29 Palms, the DOD, put out a form asking our military, will you fire on U.S. citizens if requested? The first five questions in that form, also somewhere in there in that form, I've got a lot of knowledge, so forgive me if I can't tell you which number it is in questions. The question was asked, would you have a problem going over to UN forces if the U.S. government sent you there? In Mojave, California, I spotted 2 weeks ago, I spotted two Chinese fighter pilots eating lunch at McDonald's. I also have U.S. military walk in the streets at times with sunglasses looking up and around and all over the place. This is part of the Operation Jade Helm project, I fear.
Yeah. Okay, gang, this is your host, Steve. Let me get us started here. Just so everybody knows, we start off with an opening prayer, and then we'll have Thomas Deegan talk about the West Virginia case, and we can answer questions as we go. So some of these questions that I've heard in our preliminary period of time here can be answered as we go along and we get things started. So we normally wait till about 10 minutes after to 12 or 13 minutes after, which is where we are right now. So let's go ahead and start the mute your phones, please, until you have a question that you're going to ask. And try not to use the speakerphone function because too much feeds into those microphones when you're in the speakerphone mode. And yeah, don't hesitate to ask a question when you have one, and we'll get the questions in as we go along. So let's start off with our prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in agreement, Lord, that this nation has come off its foundation. It's a ship practically without a rudder, and worse than not having a rudder. But we need discernment, Lord God. We need supernatural wisdom, Lord, that you gave in Solomon's case, Lord, where he was renowned throughout the world for his wisdom. And that's the kind of wisdom that we need, Lord. We also need your supernatural strength, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and just energize us to be able to take the long hours that it takes to get all this work done and to try and get enforcement in place and to bring this nation back to the foundation that it should be on. Lord, we do all these things in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Thomas, you out there?
I am here.
Oh, good man. Okay. Go ahead and get us going here. And sounds like we have some questions that are going to need answering already. So,
I plan on going over the final version of the court of record because that's our remedy at this point, lawful remedy.
Okay. Sounds good.
But there were a lot of questions, and I wasn't able to hear all of them, and I wasn't able to answer them in the pre-call here. So if there's any questions on what we've done in the case already, can we go ahead and open it up for that real quick and try to get that out of the way?
Sounds good.
I was telling a few that I didn't see one thing tried in your case, and that is that although I'd like to say you've done a fine job.
Yeah.
And I say that from my heart, and I thank you for what you've done. I have not seen a non-statutory abatement used on the court, but you've got to have a proper one, biblically.
Why would I need an abatement on the court? An abatement is a motion to stop a paperwork.
Exactly. Basically,
I filed the paperwork. Why would I want to abate my own paperwork?
No, what you're doing is you're abating the judge, and that can be handed at the back door when the judge leaves the chamber. He'll tell the bailiff.
We haven't been to court yet.
What I'm saying is this: it can also be sent into the court.
Well, you don't know what's coming in the next filing then, so...
Okay.
They're being added to the complaint, so there is no judges left.
Okay. Amen.
So I'm not sure what I would hand to them if they're not there.
You won't be handing them anything.
Right. We're getting ready to just put the nail in the coffin and be done with it. There's nothing left to be said on it. I think a lot of people have failed to realize is that it was written through the various jurisdictions that they have combined. In their own system, they've just combined all the law forms into one so that you can never actually know the nature and cause of anything going on, and you can't then raise a proper defense. And
right.
So we just decided to do the same thing to them, and they failed to recognize that this complaint was also a commercial complaint, and that we were extremely nice by offering them 30 days to remedy the situation rather than the normal 3 under the statute staple merchant from the 1300s.
Yes.
So they were defeated by their own smartness, their own what they call
greed,
candor, their ego. They failed to recognize that that's exactly what we were doing, and that's the only thing that I was looking to do. Those that signed on the complaint with me may not have seen what I was doing until recently, but I had a game plan out of the gate. And so they actually have no standing in law, at law, or otherwise at this point. They are simply usurpers sitting there at this point. And so what I did was set a lawful platform to invoke the law of necessity, even though you don't need a lawful platform for the law of necessity. But we have the lawful platform there, and the next step would be to actually implement a court, not a court, it's a jural society by private contract, which out of that can a court of record can come. And with that, because they have already defaulted and dishonored themselves, a few simple writs issued from that court, and it's over. The only thing that remains is to actually remove them from their
office.
Well, actually, not their office. It's our office, the people's
office.
Yes, and to actually install a temporary civil authority long enough to give a simple order or two to the military to stop the madness in the military and what they're going to do this year or early next year. And that then gives the people of America time and breathing room to figure out what is actually going to effectuate their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness in the future. Probably not going back to the documents that got us here without making some major changes. And the two changes I've put forth that will solve 99% of the problems is to remove the judiciary from the government structure. The courts should not be under government. It should be by private agreement amongst the people, similar to what a lot of people think the common law grand jury is. They call it the fourth branch. It's not really a fourth branch of government. It's the people. And so the judiciary should take that spot. You also need to have the military on board so that you can actually declare your independence as a nation and peoples again, so that you may attain a lodial title and are no longer a slave to foreign powers. Because you gave everything back in the definitive treaty of peace. We won the war and then gave it all back. And so you're going to have to redeclare. And if you want oversight of government, because grand juries actually have no, they have no real, in today's modern terms, they're useless. Because a real man walks into court with a complaint. A real man does not go to a grand jury and beg for a true bill. They walk right into court with a complaint. Fictions go to a grand jury. Fictions. There should be no more fictions. Fictions are the problem. Whether they be trusts, foundations, corporations, they're the problem in this country. They're running the show. Whether they're government or private, they're running the show. In collusion with each other. It's RICO on a massive scale this world has never seen. It's money laundering on a scale this world has never seen. And in order to replace the grand jury with something that would actually work, you would go to a, depending upon the level and jurisdiction of the government that you're looking at, just a group of people that their entire job for 30 days is to watch government and has complete authority to override anything the government has done before it causes harm. You can call it a tribunal. It's based upon the ancient Roman civil tribunal, which worked fairly well for them for quite a while. And it would be similar in nature to a grand jury, but it's not a grand jury because a grand jury deals with fictions. We don't need grand juries. Real men walk directly into court. Please understand that. And so with that, I will read what we believe is the final version for the Court of Record and a declaration of absolute independence and pure freedom, and that is to simply protect you from the corporation saying that you have committed treason, sedition, insurrection, or any other crime against them because you are a statutory corporate juristic person that has failed to remove yourself from it. A lot of people have argued with me for the past week saying you don't have to expatriate from the system and they can't charge you with treason, sedition, insurrection. And I'll tell you that you can say that after the military SWAT team comes and takes you out of your home, puts you in a military prison and puts you before a military tribunal and see if you can say, oh, you guys are fake. It doesn't matter. That defense won't work very well in front of them. And so the independence and freedom document is simply so that you have a standing to where if they do happen to pull you in there, you actually have something to stand back and say, no, look, I was not a part of your corporate system. And if I'm not a part of it, I couldn't have done any of these crimes. Couldn't have done it. And it's placing you back to the original jurisdiction, venue, and law form that was on Earth initially, which is basically cause no harm to others or their property, honor the lawful contracts, be good to your neighbor, treat them like you want to be treated. That's the original. That's going all the way back to the beginning, which is about the purest you can get at this time. And it places you directly where your creator placed you at your birth. So under and out of absolute necessity, universal, notorious, and lawful notice to any and all, absolute, original, universal, and superior jurisdiction, venue, and law form. Organic letters patent for the living souls to enact and effectuate the private juror society. Declaration of absolute independence and pure freedom. Notice to principal is notice to agent. Notice to agent is notice to principal. Immediately upon the living soul autographing, sealing, and executing, this letter's patent shall be in full force, effect, and effect by and between the signatory parties with absolute, original, universal, and superior jurisdiction, venue, law, and private juror society forming as the result thereof. Nothing is so natural as to dissolve anything in the way in which it was made binding. Nothing is so agreeable to natural equity as that a thing should be dissolved by the same means by which it was bound. Nothing is more consonant to reason than that a thing should be dissolved in the same way in which it was created. What was true then is true now. I, blank, do by these letter patents absolutely intelligently, knowingly, and willingly assert, attest, affirm, declare, proclaim, and publish with and under full responsibility and liability that I am equal with all other flesh and blood living souls and therefore superior to all fictions of law and those who may hide behind the same. and further do absolutely, intelligently, knowingly, and willingly assert, attest, affirm, declare, proclaim, and publish with and under full responsibility and liability that I hereby rescind, annul, void, repeal, and cancel any and all allegiance, agreements, contracts, documents, forms, etc., for cause, including but not limited to fraud, constructive fraud, fraud in the factum, and fraud in the execution, to or with any earthly living souls and or fictional entities, ab initio, non pro tonque, in perpetuity, without recourse. I blank do by these letter patents absolutely, intelligently, knowingly, and willingly assert, attest, affirm, declare, proclaim, and publish with and under full responsibility and liability that I immediately and unconditionally renounce and expatriate my alleged citizenship in or under any earthly living souls and fictional entities, including but not limited to all caps Vatican, all caps United Nations, all caps USA, all caps United States, all caps the United States of America, de jure United States of America, state of West Virginia, Wood County, and any and all letter variations of local, state of, national, international, equivalents, etc., all of the aforementioned, both de facto and de jure, ab initio, non pro tonque, in perpetuity, without recourse. I blank do by these letter patents absolutely, intelligently, knowingly, and willingly assert, attest, affirm, declare, proclaim, and publish with and under full responsibility and liability that I immediately and unconditionally repatriate to our Lord's absolute, original, universal, and superior jurisdiction and venue, ab initio, non pro tonque, in perpetuity, without recourse. I blank do by these letter patents absolutely, intelligently, knowingly, and willingly assert, attest, affirm, declare, proclaim, and publish with and under full responsibility and liability that I claim, accept, acknowledge, continue, recognize, and adhere to the absolute, original, universal, and superior law form, solely comprising of cause no harm to other living souls or their property, and to honor all lawful contracts, thereby sojourning above any and all jurisdictions, venues, and law forms in, on, and or above earth, ab initio, non pro tonque, in perpetuity, without recourse. Autographed, sealed, and executed under absolute, original, and superior jurisdiction, venue, and law form on the blank day of blank in the year of our Lord, 2015, without recourse, without prejudice. That is your Declaration of Independence and Pure Freedom. Any questions on it?
Basically, we're renouncing our citizenship to the United States of America. With that, correct?
You're renouncing your citizenship to any fictional or earthly entity, period. Because it's not really just United States that has you under them.
Okay.
There's also the United Nations, the Vatican, Bank of International Settlements, IMF. I mean, you're under many, many different jurisdictions and venues.
I'm just trying to see how they're going to see that.
Who cares? Who cares how they see it?
The only problem with that, and I don't mean to interrupt, I'll let y'all go back, is, I mean, some of my military people, I'm getting a lot of flack for a moment. That's the only reason I ask.
Well, militaries have taken an oath to a corporation, and I'm not really concerned with them because they can't actually assist us in any manner if they are active duty, or they would be committing sedition, treason, insurrection. And so that.
But what about your retired or your,
They're not under contract.
Exactly, but they still took the oath, and to them it's still just as important. You've got the Oath Keepers, militias, 3%.
Tell them that they need to actually look at the oath and the words in the oath, and 99% of the time they will find out that they took a fraudulent oath, a document that does not exist. And that would be the Constitution of the United States. That document does not exist in law anywhere. And so they have to understand that their oath actually meant nothing. It doesn't matter what they felt in their heart. What matters that what was on paper and they signed and subscribed to. That's a maxim of law. Paper outlasts, and what's in your heart doesn't matter when you've signed something on paper.
Okay, thank you.
It's a reality check, but that's just the way it is in law.
Thomas, explain the technicality of what makes that the way it is.
Okay, well, I can go specifically off the West Virginia oath that I've seen. And they swear to uphold, support, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And so far, to date, for the past 4 years, I've been screaming for someone to show me that document, and they can't produce it because it doesn't exist. There are two documents that exist that I would accept as an oath that wasn't fraudulent from its inception, and that would be the Constitution for the United States of America or the Constitution of the United States of America. Both of those documents exist in law and at law.
Yeah, that's what J.B. Schaffner talked about before.
Correct. And so even though the de facto one is of, I would still accept that as a valid oath that is not fraudulent from its inception because the document actually exists. It actually exists. The Constitution of the United States does not exist. It does not exist. So that's fraudulent from its inception. The others would be fraudulent in nature if it's not the Constitution for the United States, because they would be attempting to have you swear an oath and allegiance to a corporate charter. And so that would still technically be fraud, but it's not fraud from its inception. Of or for, either one. Now, but the Constitution of the United States of America is still a fraud. It's still a fraud because that's not the document that the states ratified. It's not a document they ratified.
They ratified for the United States of America versus of the United States of America. That's what you're saying, Thomas?
Correct. You can actually prove that the states ratified it, which the states are the party to the federal constitution. The people are actually not.
So that's the one we need, then, for.
That is the one you want. If they haven't taken an oath to that, then they haven't taken an oath to the let's call it the Republic.
To what was actually ratified.
Brad, North Idaho.
Yeah, go ahead, whoever said something.
This is Brad, North Idaho. I'm a previous veteran. I know that everybody that was a veteran, we took a verbal oath when we went in the service. Do you know if there's an actual document of a military form that we might have signed that could inhibit us from or saying it's free from being a part of this?
If you're not in service, you're okay. If you're in service, there's no way that I would want to put them in danger of committing treason and sedition because of the oath they took to the corporation. And that's even if they took an oath to the corporation. I would say 9 times out of 10, you took an oath to a document that doesn't exist.
Okay. My question was, If you knew offhand, if even like I said, I'm almost positive everybody that's ever served,
I want to make this clear. I have the greatest and utmost respect for the men and women in uniform from past generations because they've been conned, just like the rest of us have been conned. And so I'm not trying to say that you intentionally took a fraudulent oath, but you must recognize that you most likely did. Okay, and so that's fine. I have no problem with it. I'm not trying to come after anybody for that. In the military,
no, that's not my
government. That's a whole different story in the government. But in the military,
no, I'm just curious because after we did that verbal oath, if you possibly knew that something we didn't know, a form, a document, you know, that we signed a lot of stuff by going to service.
I know that my grandfather, and he was in World War II, showed me a written oath that. You know, not only did he take it verbally, but he signed a document. That is the only one I've seen because I've studied law. I wasn't looking for the document. There may be some cases modern day where you're not signing something. You may have just taken a verbal.
Okay.
That's possible. But you have to understand, in law, words mean everything.
Right.
Capitalization means everything. And so there are many ways that these lawyers have utilized those specific things to create the fraud and deception that we're facing right now. And I'm just trying to educate the people. Yes,
okay.
Thomas, can I add something on that?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, as far as the oath of office, you know, orally, as I understand, is not complete. It's got to be memorialized with an autograph. Signature if you want to use that, but with an autograph. And it has
and that
to be
would
memorialized.
Adhere to the maxim of law.
Right. Okay. And basically to help the other people that are posing these questions about what's been done in the past or whatever, to help them, approach other people that they're speaking about. We live in legalized semantics. It's legalized
correct.
Deception. It's
wordplay. Call it wordplay.
Right.
It's wordplay is what it is.
Right. So, you know, maybe these people have to approach the souls that they are speaking to with just presenting the fact that there was a semantic fraud in legalese done to them. And they're a victim. But it's
they're
their job to change that status. I yield. Thank you, Thomas.
The military has been used and abused out of all the government employees. They've been the ones used and abused.
This is Dave in the Thumb.
I guess you're next up.
Okay, I just want to address the guy in the military who said he took the verbal oath. He may have taken a verbal oath, but he's signed tons of paperwork joining the military. So whatever paperwork he signed, you know, obviously he agreed to whatever he verbally or whatever they do. They, you know, he's in. So it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, contractually, I understand what you're saying. Contractually, he was bound for the term of that contract. But yes, and I think they understand that they signed contracts and they're in. But we were just focusing on the oath itself so that people could start to see that. And I wasn't even focusing on the military. I wish to protect them. That's why I can't work with active duty.
Right, absolutely.
But, you know, retired, you are not under contract and you're not under your oath. You may think you are in your heart, but that's not an obligation at law. And so we have to separate the heart and law. Those are two separate things. You may love your country. You may feel you want to still defend it. That's honorable. I need you here in West Virginia. You know, come. Save your country. But you're not bound by your heart. You're bound by an obligation at law. And if you are retired, that obligation is no longer there.
And we have a fix for that because we have a new oath that we can take. We can announce the old one and take the new oath, correct?
Correct. Yes, that's been that was given to Jim and Steve, and I'm not sure if it's on hudoc.info or not yet. We've had some technical difficulties there, but it will be there if it's not already there. And
Leonard from California, can I ask a question or make a comment?
I'll ask a question, but no comment.
Okay, you got it. Well, okay, I'll put it to a question then, Tom.
Okay, now go ahead. Just say what you
okay,
I'm just
sorry.
Doing
no, it. I know you are. I know you are. This oath of office ordeal is a very big quagmire for all these foreign agents. And the one thing that I want to mention in regards to the oath, we have Article 6 of what I consider to be a fraudulent constitution to begin with, but it clearly states that these foreign agents, they must take a subscribed oath of office. And not one president since George Washington has taken a proper Article 6 oath. That's the first thing. The second thing I wanted to talk about is kicking or putting Alicia on mute. I don't really agree with that because she's only trying to help, and I respectfully ask that they unmute her. And Steve, maybe we can talk about this off air, but we're all trying to help here. We need contact information so we can do our thing, and with that, I'll yield.
All right. Now, let me address that, Leonard. We don't have time for people to be argumentative about this stuff on the air. So if people are going to be argumentative about things, they're going to get muted because we don't have time for it.
I'd have to say that I agree with that. We're with a Patriot organization, Patriots for the People. We've contacted 3%ers, COS, everybody, and we're trying to get something together here. So I stand with Steve on his point. We can't be arguing, and we are trying to unite, and that's what this is all about. But we can't have somebody ranting and raving trying to help us out.
I think Steve has all the information. It probably should be centered around one person. He should be the main contact person for anybody else that's listening right now to get that information.
This is Matt from Tucson. Just a suggestion. I think what we're doing is walking a balancing act here, okay? We need to be sensitive to both sides, okay? People that have got ideas that want to be able to participate and put in their 2 or 3 cents, and then they, on the other hand, need to respect the boundaries by which Steve and the group are setting up. So I think everybody just needs to be able to just go in with an understanding that, hey, we're all in this boat together. We're trying to encourage everybody to row in the same direction. That's all.
Okay, so Thomas, you want to proceed on then?
This is Eileen. I'd like to say something in that area too. Alicia is very passionate, but she also has been one of the main ones that has worked so hard over several years. So I think we, in the beginning, Alicia and myself, Eileen and Leonard, we've always wanted everybody to come under one umbrella and help everybody together. So I think that's why she needs the information. I mean, we're all looking for the same thing.
Yeah, no one's questioning the need for information. We're just questioning the argumentative nature about which it was being requested. There's no need for an argument on that. All right, Thomas, please proceed.
Okay, so next we will go to, let me pull it back up here.
I have a question, if anyone can hear me.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Sherry in Texas, and
okay.
I have a question about retired military and retired federal employees.
Okay.
What is the position that you're in if you execute one of these documents as far as your retirement income goes?
Well, let's put it this way. When it all crashes and burns, there's not going to be anything.
Okay, so just presuming that the collapse is coming pretty quick. And
there's something coming, whether it's going to be financial, military, there's something coming. And to sit there and worry about that at this point, I think, is a non-issue, really. Technically,
okay,
you would look at your retirement benefits as a contract that you had for services rendered, which is
right,
separate from a citizenship and slave status. They may not look at it that way.
I got a question.
Well,
that could be remedied with a court of record.
I wasn't the first one to ask that question, and I thought there might be an answer that had already been discussed.
No, I mean, I get that a lot from people, but yeah, that is a separate contract. But will this corporation look at it that way? I'm not sure. I mean, I've expatriated, and yet they still feel they have me because they have guns. So, I mean, this is just something, it's a legality.
I got a question.
I heard you. I was trying to finish my answer.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
Yeah, we hear you. But my opinion is that this country, this entity that just recently changed its name again, so technically
right,
they don't even have to pay you. Their name was just changed in June internationally to the United States of America. from the United States of America that it was previously. And so technically they could say that they don't owe you anything because they are not the entity that you gave service to. So they could technically pull your payment tomorrow.
And it's not like it's not something that they've done several times in the past to our military veterans, right?
I would say yes.
Damn right.
Only somebody under Rex Law would pull that. Lex Law would not. The laws of God would stand with its people, and the laws of Satan Rex would stand against its own people.
Correct. And I think that would tell you who's running the show here. Then.
Yep.
Okay, the other lady that spoke up, go ahead with your question.
I know this is really almost stupid and yet irrelevant question to ask, but what I want to know is why are we wasting our time on paper?
Well, because if you don't put something on paper, words do not last. Paper lasts forever. And I'm trying to give you the best protection you can have on paper so that you can actually move forward with action.
Well, we already know what they're doing and what they're planning.
Correct, but that has nothing to do with what we're setting forth here. This is a way to come together lawfully and do it. And so far, we haven't seen any action. I mean,
natural law.
Not under natural law what? You don't have natural law in U.S. Inc.
Not in their eyes, no.
Well,
right.
They didn't have right to set up shelter in the first place.
Correct.
And given the aggressive nature of what we're actually up against and the point that at some point, somewhere, sometime, it comes to the tipping point, which it will, we should simply remove them because we're playing in a law-crafted game that has no standing here. It needs to simply be pushed to the side, off the land, reclaim our republic, and stand on it.
There's not enough people to do that. You have the majority of Americans that are asleep, and so if you just
that's why we need everybody's numbers.
Well,
we have no enforcement arms to do that.
I can't even get personal protection for me. So, no, the Americans, even the ones are...
Where are you at? I'm ready to be there.
I'm in West Virginia as the complaint. It's on the complaint. It's been there. I've made the plea for personal protection for the three of us here in West Virginia, and no one has shown up. So,
I filed these documents.
For action, you're not ready for action because no one's here yet. It's all
talk. I filed these documents back in the early 1980s, and all we have done in this period of time is lose more ground and have a more aggressive holding by foreign criminals of something they're not entitled to in the first place.
Okay.
And at this point, we're at the point right now where they are completing this coup d'etat, a takeover of what we know as America.
These documents are done. They could be signed overnight. You could be here tomorrow.
But they don't recognize. This is the game they played out. It's not the actuality that they recognize.
It's not for them. It's for the American people. Because you do that in your state, and you will see how fast the people turn against you as a domestic terrorist. You don't understand marketing and PR then.
No. God, I guess I understand too much to go back.
You are not a domestic terrorist.
I need to get away from
this. The majority will look at you that way. This is a PR campaign, a marketing campaign, and a
Let's
way to
ask
show the people.
Thomas,
that
ask him, what is his
law.
Plan? What is his plan for enforcement? What is your plan for enforcement?
The plan for enforcement is to raise up a number of people to actually go in and effectively make the arrest.
Okay, when I chimed in at 9:30, there were 23 people. Do you think that's enough?
Listen, it's amazing. It's amazing how many detractors that we have, and this is his way of going about this, trying to save bloodshed, because I'm an American patriot. We live in Pennsylvania. We have our gun laws. They're trying to take away our guns. They're taking away all rights. They're basically taking everything away from us.
The free speech in the corner. Everything. The back of
next, they're going to have pre-crime. Pre-crime is coming in Pennsylvania, too, next. If you don't know, it's coming.
Coming to America, not just Pennsylvania.
That's correct.
All right,
that's
guys,
that's
hang off for a second. Yeah, Thomas, go ahead and finish.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This is Jolene Berger.
Yeah. Okay, did you have a question or comment, Joanne?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. Okay.
I was told to announce myself.
Okay. So this is the rules for the court of record that would issue a lawful arrest warrant that the people could then hold in their hand and see that things were done lawfully. No fiction of law may be seen nor heard unless presented by the actual and verified owner, whom shall only enter with and under his full liability and transparency. Each signatory of the court of record shall at all times and all places discharge their duty and responsibility with and under full liability and transparency. 60 days from the service of a sworn complaint upon the respondent and filed with the clerk of court, a trial shall commence. If the notice of time and place cannot be immediately assigned, they are to be effectuated as soon as they can be ascertained with exactness. The trial, at minimum, shall have an audio recording of the same. All living souls formally claimed to be involved in the case are required to present their own side of the matter at the trial, unless upon a showing of proof of mental or physical incapacity. If so accepted by the court of record that there be a mental or physical incapacity, the court shall authorize a friend or family member to present the same at the trial. Both the proponent and respondent may have a person of their choosing present with them to assist in the presentation and cross-examination. The verdict must be unanimous. If not, the respondent is declared the victor and may be awarded just compensation for his time and effort according to what is just and honorable. The clerk of the court shall be voted on by all signatories to the private juror society, and the living soul with the most votes shall take and subscribe the oath and enter office. The clerk of the court is designated to maintain and secure a record of all filings, recordings, and other materials of the court of record. The oath of the clerk of court shall be as follows, to wit: I blank do hereby affirm that I, under full liability and complete transparency, will keep and maintain a true, accurate, and complete copy of any and all materials, both electronic, paper, and digital in nature, and that I harbor no ill intent nor prejudice towards either party, and that I take this obligation freely without any hidden purpose nor mental evasion, so help me God. The security for the court of record shall be present at all proceedings to ensure a safe environment. The signatories of the local court of record may authorize a living soul under contract to effectuate any writs, decrees, actions, or orders, etc., if the local corporate sheriff or corporate marshal refuses to do the same. The following oath shall be taken and subscribed by each signatory before taking their seat on the court of record, to wit: I blank do hereby affirm that I, under full liability and complete transparency, will adhere to and apply the time-tested truths of maxims of law and equity, natural law, universal law, and moral justice in all matters before myself, that I harbor no ill intent nor prejudice towards either party, and that I take this obligation freely without any hidden purpose nor mental evasion, so help me God. Autographed, sealed, and executed under absolute, original, and superior jurisdiction, venue, and law form on the blank day of blank in the year of our Lord 2015, without recourse, without prejudice. Any questions or comments on the rules of the court?
Brad, Idaho question?
Yeah, go ahead.
So basically, by filing that with the courts, you're entering yourself into a new contract, just like a person would when they did their service. We're separating ourselves from that, and we're exposing ourselves to be examined for whatever they might find to bring up against us.
Well, we're not filing it into their court. I don't understand what you're saying. We're not filing it into their court.
But you're saying this is the thing you're talking about.
Private Juror Society. is what you're forming, which is the basis for any society to begin to form a government. This is the bottom of the foundation, is a private juror society.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, so the procedures up to and for the duration of the trial. Proponent, who shall be the injured party, shall file the sworn or affirmed complaint, including all evidence he may wish to have heard, with the clerk of the court of record. The clerk of the court of record shall immediately set the date, time, and place of trial by order within 60 days or in a timely manner as stated in the rules for the court of record. The clerk shall give the same to the proponent to serve upon the respondent, including the true, accurate, complete copy of the sworn complaint with all evidence to support it. The respondent shall have 30 days to review and form his sworn or affirmed answer, including all evidence he may wish to have heard. The respondent shall serve upon the proponent in court of record no later than 30 days a true, accurate, complete copy of the same. The signatories of the Juror Society forming the court of record shall, before trial, select via a blind draw 12 disinterested signatories to form the court that shall hear and adjudicate all matters at hand. Prior to the start of the trial, the court of record meets in private, and one signatory shall be chosen as the spokesperson, whom shall speak on behalf of the others. The proponent shall, at the start of trial, proceed uninterrupted with his presentation of evidence and witnesses. The respondent may, upon completion of each piece of evidence or witness, cross-examine the same. After the cross-examination, any signatory of the court of record may examine and question the same. The respondent shall then proceed uninterrupted with his presentation of evidence and witnesses. The proponent may, upon completion of each piece of evidence or witness presented, cross-examine the same. After the cross-examination, any signatory of the court of record may examine and question the same. After the presentations by both parties, the signatories of the court of record shall adjourn to a private chamber to discuss these present matters. A unanimous verdict is required for guilty, otherwise the verdict shall be innocent. If the verdict is guilty, the pains and penalties shall be discussed and decided again in a unanimous declaration. Once the private discussion has taken place, the spokesperson shall call the court back to session and announce the verdict, either innocent or guilty. If guilty, the pains and or penalties and the details for the transfer of such shall then be declared. The security for the tribunal shall effectuate the same if necessary. The clerk of the court shall act as the collector of any damages so ordered, with the aid of security if necessary, and shall turn the same over to the proper party or heirs. If the verdict is innocent, any details concerning the decision by any on the court shall remain unknown to all others until the end of the earth, or be under penalty for any violators found guilty. If requested prior to the court of record adjourning to decide a verdict, the respondent may be awarded just compensation for his time and effort according to what is just and honorable. Autographed, sealed, and executed under absolute, original, and superior jurisdiction, venue, and law form on the blank day of blank in the year of our Lord 2015, without recourse, without prejudice. And so that is the entire document. Any questions or comments?
Just one, Thomas. This is Sandy in Florida. You originally said, too, that we were underneath England because of, like, the Bar Association when we had the one attorney on the last call.
Yeah.
And in listening to all this, I didn't hear you mention that in there, and just wanted to make sure that we have all bases covered.
Are you talking about in the independence portion?
I was talking about you said that we were back underneath the control of not only the Vatican, but England as well?
Correct.
Okay, and I didn't, when you first read off what you read in, and I everything was going on the commotion and whatever. I didn't get a chance to throw that out there. But I don't remember hearing.
Well, the top of the food chain on the public side is the Vatican. The Vatican was mentioned. The Vatican is above England. But we did say any and all letter variations of any local, state of, national, or international equivalents. So it doesn't have to be specifically spelled out because we included that list there.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
This is Pat in Minnesota. And I.
Yeah, go ahead, Pat.
Okay. Someone asked about filing that document, and you said we don't need to file it.
Why would you file it within an inferior jurisdiction?
No, I agree. But once we sign it, what do we do with it?
We've offered at the onset, because the other states have not accomplished what we've accomplished, we've offered to actually accept it into our court of record as a public record in the court of record, and also to place it publicly on the internet.
Okay. Thank you.
Comment.
Yeah.
By placing it public on the internet, you become the citizen of West Virginia, Roger?
No, there is it's a juror society that hasn't even formed a government yet.
Right.
You're just on the earth.
Exactly.
Now, what you do with it after that, that's your choice. I mean, if you wish to then remove yourself from this juror society in the future and place yourself in a different one, that's your free choice.
Well, yeah, but right now it's West Virginia, and so West Virginia would be the place to go as a citizen.
I don't really like the word citizen, because it means you're subject to someone's authority, and actually what we're doing here is making you your own authority.
Part of the populace then.
Well, you would be, well, that may be a better term. You're a man of earth. Maybe a man of earth is a better term. You're a man of earth.
You're right,
it's all fiction.
Okay, but where does West Virginia come into the picture, as our oath of allegiance would be to
Virginia? Because if you were going to just assist us in executing the actions out of the court of record, the only thing you would need to sign is that you're independent and free. You don't have to sign up for the Jural Society, which would form the court of record, so you wouldn't have to do that. You could. I mean, if you wanted to, we'd welcome anybody from anywhere on earth, because anything else is a fiction. There's earth, and then there's fictions.
Right.
But that's not a requirement. We just want you to be free when you come to us, because you must have at least the same standing and capacity as we do. Otherwise, it would be like kings working with slaves. And that's not how it works. Kings work with other kings.
Right. And the Commonwealth has nothing to do with it.
Correct.
Yep. I used to live in Pennsylvania, so I know about Commonwealth law.
Yes. So we are going to separate the Declaration of Absolute Independence and Pure Freedom into a separate document, so that if you wish to assist us in some manner here, you can do it and not be in West Virginia on the soil.
Right.
You don't have to be a part of the court of record. You're just simply a free man, and then you're free to choose whatever jural society you wish to join, because U.S. Inc. is a jural society. State of West Virginia, all caps, is a jural society. State of Ohio is a jural society.
That's
what a jural society is. A group of people that have come together under a contract and agreed to live by certain terms.
Right.
We're just forming a different one that actually recognizes that we're free men and women.
Not captive to the United States of America.
Or any other fiction of law.
Or a foreign country.
Correct. Because they're all fiction.
Exactly. I'm not part of that corporation anyway, and I wouldn't want to be.
I agree. I haven't been since 2011, actually. So I agree with you. And so far, I'm still here. I'm still breathing.
Yeah, so am I. I'm lucky.
You know, so it's not as if they're going to come out and shoot you. And who cares? They're going to kill you anyways. If you're on this call, you're already on a list to be exterminated.
I know that. I've known that for a long time.
Yeah, so, I mean, you sitting back doing nothing is not going to save your children or your children's children or anybody else's child.
That's right.
It's time for action. We've given you a lawful foundation to start with in West Virginia, and under the original federal contract, the other states have to honor this court record.
That's right.
And so we've already set the way for all the other states to walk in through what we've done. But if no one assists us here, the three men that filed this cannot effectuate this by themselves.
Oh, no. No. I'd like to get my hands on the necessary paperwork, change it if we have to for our state, and file in Boise.
And I recommend that wherever you're at, this is supposed to be a grassroots court of record, meaning at the local level, they should be popping up all over the country. Then you don't have to deal with their courts. You can walk into a true court with a complaint against those guys that are causing harm, and you don't have to do what we did already.
Because it's already been done.
Because it's already been done. We've paved the way, but if no one assists West Virginia, they're in for a fight of at least at minimum 60 days in a corporate court, and that's if they don't do what they've done here, which is just ignore us.
That's right.
They violated their own trial court rules. We were supposed to have a judgment 30 days from our filing, and we are now almost at 90 days from the filing.
Yeah, I know.
And so they can push it off as long as they want in those corporate courts. But this court here, there is no opportunity for that. It is within 60 days at most, and if you've set it up like we have, if you're doing true law, you should have already attempted to work it out with the man that harmed you. And at that point, you can walk in and seek a summary judgment off the bat. You could have a judgment in as little as 24 hours. If you know the proper things to do, which I'm not going to let out here on the call because I believe a lot of that is what's keeping me alive at this point.
Exactly. You're very, very, very true.
There are ways that this can be effectuated rapidly if you understand law and how it actually works outside of the corporate statutory jurisdiction venue.
Thomas, on that subject, I have an insert that I think might be worthy.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And Thomas is well versed. Nihil desist.
Correct.
Okay, that's the judgment right there. You're way past the 30-day mark. You're getting into the ultimate perfection of notice.
Correct.
Okay, so a judgment by nihil desist.
In actuality, they have been in default and dishonor with me personally since 2011. So in actuality, they're 4 years in default because I've had them in default and dishonor and included that into this present complaint. So they're dead here in West Virginia. They're dead.
I've read your documents. I agree. I'm your personal, and even on this latest. Okay. But I would just do in the hill this.
Which is just a summary
judgment. I would do a constructive notice.
The constructive notice was everything we've already filed. But
summary judgment,
if you start getting into Latin, you're going to confuse the Americans. Really, you just say summary judgment. Most of them know what that means.
Okay, I apologize.
trust me, I understand Latin and I understand what you're saying, but I'm trying to keep it as simple for the American people.
You're correct. I apologize, like I said.
No problem. I mean, because now they learned something.
Yeah.
Need to show them layman's language.
Correct. That's what I'm trying to do, because really the Latin has no place in any of our proceedings. That they used to do the entire court proceedings in Latin, and that's why the lawyers came about, is because no one could understand Latin, and so you had to hire someone to decipher what was being charged, what you were being charged with, or the court case itself. And I'm trying to get rid of that as much as possible, so that the average person, a child, could walk in and adjudicate their own case if they needed to.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Correct.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Stick. Can you hear me?
I can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. This is Stick. We talked the other day.
Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I just wanted to touch base with you guys and let you know what we're getting ready to do for everybody. And that's not a promotion to try to make money or anything like that. We all know that politicians are looking the other way as our country is slowly being destroyed. And the fact that many of these politicians that want to claim to be Americans are looking the other way as our Constitution is being just totally ripped apart. And I'm getting news reporters contacting me across the country because we're getting ready to launch politicianreviews.com. This is going to be a website that's going to provide every American the freedom of speech where they can post reviews about political candidates and politicians of their choice and not have to worry about anything being removed from the website. And I just wanted to come in real quick and let you guys know that we have to come together collectively as a team, and you guys are obviously doing that. And that if there's anything I can do to help push your cause, I would be more than willing to help you do that.
John Q. Public is going to be able to make their statement about what they see wrong going on.
There are some politicians that want to hear what we have to say as Americans, and there are many of them, much more so, that do not care about what we have to say. But we have to come together and use the Internet to our advantage any way possible. And I'm going to use news reporters to help promote this. And trust me, I've already gotten contacted by a Fox News reporter wanting to interview me about what the website's going to do. And I told her I really didn't want to do that yet until the website is up and running. There's no sense of talking about a party if the lights have not been turned on yet. And I know that everybody, there's a lot of people that really care about this country. Unfortunately, there's too many of them that don't care about this country. They only care about what they're getting for free at taxpayers' expense. So I decided to do this where people can come there and do what they want or post what they want and not worry about their contact information being released or anything like that. One of the problems we have is, unfortunately, the media, news reporters or news stations or whatever, they lean to whoever they want to lean to or whoever's controlling them. And, you know, there's so many sites out there that are on the Internet that, you know, that will take what you send them and they'll do whatever they want with it. I mean, go to Facebook and look at all the political sites that are up there. And they want to put you in a controlled environment. I don't want anybody in a controlled environment. And I just want everybody to know that I'm not trying to gain, you know, to gain fame or glory or anything like that, or be a glory grabber or anything like that. But just show that once we launch the site, people will be able to speak their mind, post evidence, post pictures, post videos, whatever they want, and not have to worry about censorship, because that's, you know, a piece of our First Amendment that's being taken away from us. We have to keep that alive no matter how we do it. But I don't want to steer anybody away from what you guys are doing tonight, but I just want to let you guys know that. And if you guys have any questions, talk to whoever's in charge of this show. I'll be able to listen to you guys, listen to your concerns, and listen to your suggestions, and our team will do whatever we can to help accommodate all of your needs when it comes to what we're doing together as a team.
Well, Dick, I have a comment.
With all due respect, the way that I see what you're trying to do is, what we have to understand first off is the individuals that you're trying to present redress of grievances to, they deem us as enemy combatants. So the way that I see this in a simple layman's terms manner would be that it would be the same as slaves trying to force redress of grievance on their slave masters. And with that comment, I'll yield.
Okay.
Okay, Leonard, this is how it really shakes out. During the past week, I've been putting people together in their own communities that are working on the same kind of legal projects and don't even know each other. So what Stick is talking about is a site where people can put their information out there and then other people can see it, and hopefully we get more people finding out who each other are and we can get more unification going. This is not really so much about addressing the politicians from my perspective. It's just that people need to see what each other is doing. And right now, there's a lot of blind spots in the country where people don't know each other, even in their own communities.
Well, let me tell you this. The website development people that are putting this together are going to let the American public register with the website. You can use a screen name that you want. You can, your contact information will be revealed to nobody. You can post your missions. You can post URLs to your website. We're thinking about putting together a radio show. I have a company, a radio station. It's pretty much in, you know, I can drop a dime anytime I want to and put together a political radio show or whatever you guys would want to call it. They're looking for more unique content for their radio station. And that's pretty much easy for me because the owner of the radio station knows me very well. But think about this. You will spend, everybody, we will always spend less energy protecting what we have as far as American freedom than we will spend in energy trying to reacquire what we've lost. It's easy to protect what we have and spend less energy doing it than it is trying to rebuild what somebody's taken away from us. And I have a great deal of admiration and respect for everybody here. I'm not trying to steal the thunder or anything like that, but have a website where everybody can post. And if I will do this, whoever's leading this show tonight contacts me and says, hey, we'd like to have some information where all of our members can go there before the website's officially launched and post whatever you want as far as political news or about politicians or what you feel is being taken away from you as an American or what politicians are doing wrong and who's looking the other way, those people will be able to go to the website before the website's even publicly launched and post whatever you want. So when the website's publicly launched, everybody will get to see what you're doing because you've already posted those reviews.
Stick, this is Steve Bronca. Just give us a contact information, and then we'll keep going on with the instructions.
Yeah. It's just politicianreviews@gmail.com. And send me in if you want to be somebody that wants to have access to the website before it's publicly launched, that's fine. And the phone number is 602-865-9382. It's not about money. It's about the freedom that we're about to lose. That's it.
865 what? What's the phone number again?
602-865-9382.
Well, I do respect what you're trying to do, and it sounds noble and all, but I don't know. I just think we're really running out of time. I just don't know where the time is going to fit in with something like this at this point. I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel we're getting very close to running out of time, and I think we have to take.
You are correct on that. We are running out of time.
Additional actions that, lawful, proper lawful actions, which has been done in West Virginia. I think that it has to be our focus here.
Yeah.
And I think Steve will agree with that. I think we need to kind of get off the kick of trying to redress grievances with politicians or even open up any kind of a dialogue with them because they are our enemies. We have to remember they are our enemy, and that is as simple as I can put it. and with that appeal.
Okay. You guys have a good night.
I have one comment. This is Pat from Minnesota. Why are we even worried about telling politicians and reviewing them? They have no power. We have the power. So
we the people.
Yeah, but we have to assert it.
Well, the power is there.
We got to get enforcement together.
The power is there if we use it. And Barack Obama got into power because of the internet. And we have to stay one step or two steps ahead of him and use the power of the internet to our advantage. And if you go to my Facebook page.
It's much bigger than that. It's much bigger than that.
Oh, I know he
is.
Hey, guys, we're getting way off topic here now. So, Thomas, let's hear some more about what the call is about here.
All right, so what we can look at this jural society, another way of looking at it is a bunch of kings coming together via treaty, or a bunch of nations coming together via treaty. I think that may help people to understand what we're trying to do here, and we're trying to do it lawfully and without bloodshed, because there are a lot of people that want to go out and just run and gun. And, you know, I have children. I don't want blood flowing in the streets unless it's absolutely necessary. And as of right
exactly.
now, it's not necessary to have blood running on the streets. We can do exactly what they do to us on a daily, which is extract a few people. And by just extracting a few people in one state, you can change the course of this nation overnight. And you would see the plan develop and unfold in West Virginia, because I'm not willing to let our plan come out into the public venue, but you will see it. It will be televised, and you'll be able to see exactly what you need to do in your state at that point. And I believe that you would be surprised at the reaction of those persons in your states running the show right now. If you were able to effectuate something in West Virginia, just a strategic strike.
That's right.
That's really all it is. You know, this is we're at war. And, you know, there were two acts in the 70s that went even further than the 33 War Powers Act, and gave much more open-ended powers for just about anything. I mean, the president could get a paper cut, call an emergency, and it's over. And so all of these things we've brought up in the court case, and that is why they cannot answer us, and that is why we did it the way we did it, which was to just simply use their own words against them. And because of my attaching to the case, they have at minimum three charges of felony kidnapping on each one of them for assisting in that. And, of course, that is a major statement to be made if you effectuate the punishment for three felony armed kidnappings. Forget the treason, sedition. Three armed felony kidnappings on each person in that complaint. And you actually only need a few of them. There's only a few that you actually need. The rest are irrelevant at this point. I can't really go into much more over the open airwaves, but just to suffice it to say that West Virginia, these three men have a beautiful plan that would be executed on live TV for the whole world to see. And I believe that you would be amazed at what three hillbillies could actually do.
Need a few rednecks?
We got mountain men up there in North Idaho.
You know, we're looking for all men and women that have had enough. The time for talking is over. It's time for action. And just a simple action in a small state could most likely have worldwide ramifications at this point. It's definitely got national implications. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, I saw the body of work that you guys have done. Okay, ideally, there's two prongs to the implementation of this. either the states, the people go to West Virginia and aid you, and there would be 2,000 or plus strong. Ain't going to happen. People are, I want to be kind. No, I don't want to be kind. They're selfish. Yeah,
absolutely.
They're selfish and they lack courage.
It happened in Bundy Ranch. Excuse me, but it happened in Bundy Ranch. Why can't it happen in West Virginia?
I agree with you.
Exactly. Let's make it happen.
Well, okay. And if it helps, I'm renaming my property the Deegan Ranch and Gold Mine. So I actually have both things right here. If that helps anybody to get them here.
Get yourself some chickens, Thomas.
You know, I've got the
ranch and
gold mine
all them.
In one place.
Okay, if I may finish, okay?
Yes,
we either
ahead.
Get the people out there, okay? If not, there are 13 states that are part of the union, okay? We know that through history. But nonetheless, those that are incorporated... join in. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
If it's Thomas, I'll yield to Thomas's interruption, but nobody else. Excuse me at this point.
No, I'm quiet. I'm listening to you.
I know you are, sir. You usually are. But if other states wanted to, you know, to basically duplicate what you guys have done, okay. That would be a force in itself. And people, don't get me wrong, within the Patriots, don't understand the rules of the left. They don't understand. They've never probably read anything from Saul Alinsky. Keep it simple. Keep one marching order. Divide and conquer. And, you know, we don't have time. And excuse me for the young man that was so sweet that wanted to mention another form. All of us, I think, for the most part, agree we're running out of time. And it's time to do a rounding up, and a serious rounding up, to keep the bloodshed to a minimum. Because I think that's where we are. But, Thomas, would you agree, can we, you know, again, I don't want to use Article 4, Section 1, full faith and credit. How do we, if we want to duplicate it into another state, how could we do it?
Well, Jim just actually sent today I believe 99% completed petitions that we started off with here in West Virginia. They're going to be posted on HUDOC within the next day as soon as Phil gets back home. If you contact Jim out of Florida, he has them and he could email them to you. Within 7 to 10 days after that petition is served on them, you then have them in default and dishonor on those 14 points, which gets you into the complaint with 14 facts out of the gate. The complaint,
okay, full
I believe,
faith and credit,
is starting to work on. Go ahead.
Okay. Am I correct? Even in de facto de jure, full faith and credit, if we are going to do the sister reciprocal, do we not have to have it certified?
A certification has no liability or anything behind it. And so certification is really toilet paper. Everything that we've done in West Virginia, of course, is under full liability. And they can't match it. And the attachment of full liability comes from the living man or woman, because only a living man or woman can offer full liability. A certification is no liability. So it doesn't need to be certified by any of them. Who cares about them? Certify it in your own court of record if you want to certify it. Have other men and women certify it.
Okay, so I agree with you, okay, because it's difficult to walk this path, and I'm trying to walk the narrow path, okay, but would it not come under full faith and credit under Article 4?
Well, absolutely, and really, under the law of necessity, you have to try to deal with what is in place right now. That doesn't mean you have to keep it in the future, but you have to have a structure in place, at least as a bridge between the old and the new.
And okay, so bingo. You answered my question. Thank you.
If you wish, correct. If you wish to, and that's what we've done in West Virginia, is we've said we'll accept the Constitution for the United States of America circa 1819, the last, well, I hate to use lawfully, but the last ratified Constitution. And we've accepted the original West Virginia Constitution that was authorized by Congress. And so we've set a place that we can start from, and that's a place that at least the structure is there, and it's recognized right now, but it doesn't mean you have to keep it. And so the full faith and credit clause can be utilized across the nation, but the problem you're going to face is the time constraint that we're looking at, really.
Okay.
In this country,
last
and in
question,
this world.
If you could indulge me.
Okay.
When you talk about expatriation, I'm sure, because I believe you are a very well-studied man, the 15 statutes at large, 249 in 1868, the day
correct.
Before the 14th, okay, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
I'm,
yes,
okay,
I do.
Yeah. Is, you know, we don't have to expatriate necessarily under that. I know I've utilized that in the past. I'm acknowledged, of course, as you well know. But you are not obviously acknowledging that in your declaration that I heard in the beginning of this conference.
Correct, and that is simply because at the beginning of that statute, they said that it was a God-given inherent right, and so I don't need to quote an act of Congress to utilize that right.
Okay. That's why I
but
I
it felt, was included in our complaint. We did give them notice that that's there, and that their system requires them to honor it if we do it. But that's not my
okay.
authority for doing it. That's their authority that tells them they have to recognize it. There's
thank you, sir.
There.
I apologize. I yield, and I
no problem.
I respect other people to chime in, and thank you, Thomas.
No problem. Hopefully that answered everything for you.
It did. Thank you.
Okay.
So this is Jim from Florida. I just wanted to interject at this point in the conference that, you know, as Thomas mentioned, the final draft for the state petitions was approved, and they were all customized. We're going to wait till Phil gets back into town to put them on the website. But if... there are listeners out there that are ready to go ahead and get involved as far as being a leader to the for the state petition, then obviously you can email me at jjl@governorshope.org, jjl@governorshope.org. I'll send you out your state's state petition and some brief guidelines to go ahead and get started and filling those paperworks out. I've had some good luck meeting some folks in Minnesota who have also turned me on to folks in Texas and Georgia. So that process has already started as far as volunteers go. Kind of going out there on a line, I'll sit there and say, beyond West Virginia, they've already done their complaint. We're just talking about putting in the state petitions. Tom, correct me if I'm wrong. You do not have to sign a declaration of independence and pure freedom in order to file these. And once again,
correct.
I'll go over real. Okay, thank you. Once again, I'll go over this real quick. These state petitions, literally, you're going to have to print your name in a couple of places. You're going to sign your name in a couple of places. And we are requiring you get a red ink stamp pad and you use a thumbprint that somewhere touches your signature. I've even put little boxes right underneath the signature line for where your thumbprint can go. If you just make sure a portion of that touches your signature, that would be great. But really, after that, it's addressing some envelopes, putting postage on it, and mailing them out to the state's leadership. So that's it. There's no going to the clerk of court. There's no filing. There's no nothing. This is just mailing them out, and repercussions are zero. Tom has already stated time and again that, they've done this in West Virginia. They've got them back into a corner. They cannot rebut or rebut. So the chances are one in a million that you're going to even get a response back from any of the executives that you mail these to. So that's the first portion. So that's what can happen right now. And we're hoping, obviously, that in the next few weeks that these positions would like to obviously get a state petition filed in every state over the next few weeks. Big picture, long term, you know, love to see all you folks out at 9/11, which Steve Grunke is organizing that huge event for the meeting in Washington. And Steve could go on with details about that. Personally, just for one, I'd like to let everybody know on the call that I will be there, and I will be leaving Washington and moving to West Virginia after that. So, you know, I think that would be the best time to go ahead and make a formal move to West Virginia to finally help execute that final piece of the puzzle that as far as help is needed out there. So I'll be the first one to put my name in a hat for post 9/11 Washington to head out to West Virginia. So with that, I yield.
Okay, Thomas, you want to continue on there?
Yes, and so he is correct. The whole basis behind the First Amendment petition and notice of breach of contract is the fact that you're still a citizen of there. So you don't need to do anything different. You just sign it and send it in. You're still their slave. You don't have to expatriate or anything. So you're not doing anything wrong. You're doing actually what you're permitted to do by their contract. You're actually becoming a party to those contracts because we give you an acceptance and acknowledgement form that allows you to actually become a signatory to the federal constitution, the state constitution, and their oaths of office. And so then you actually have them in a firm and binding contract where the courts could not actually say that you're not a party to it. So then you can walk into court also as a citizen still to file the complaint. You do not have to expatriate. You do not. Gene and Phil are still citizens of West Virginia. They did not expatriate. Of course, I made my choice a long time ago to do it. But that is a personal choice, and you have to look at your circumstances to decide if you think that would maybe affect your business or your dealings or anything. It's a personal free will choice that I can't make for you. I can only offer you the documents that will allow you to do it if you wish. You have to realize that Gene, Phil, and I will be signing the court of record document, and so they will be coming free with me. And the only ones that could join our Jural Society that we're starting to form are actually those that are free in the same standing and capacity as us. It sounds rough, it sounds harsh, it sounds like a dictatorship, but it's not. The three of us as expatriated persons would actually be kings on the land, and kings do not deal with slaves, they deal with other kings. And so all we're looking for is other people that would like to be a king with us and join us in attempting to form something that will save and preserve and protect and extend something for the children's future here in America, because right now they have no future. They actually have my children have a worse outlook for their future than I did. From my parents, it's decelerating quickly, and you know I just can't believe that there are men and women out there with children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews that would like to see the next generation worse off than themselves. That's not what it's supposed to be about. You're supposed to leave them off better than what you were and what your parents left you, and that's not the way it's been going for a long time here in America. And so you can do those two things right out the gate as a citizen. We also have the other option of presenting your public officials, whether it be local, city, state, federal, any official with a rescission of signature, a vacating of office, and an actual de jure oath that would put them back into a civil authority capacity. And that comes with a judicial notice of 6 pages, which is the case law, the federal statutes, code, rules, regulations, and ordinances that show them the capacity and venue and jurisdiction that they're actually in, regardless of what they think. It's what it is in fact and in law, and also a copy of the organic 1790 statute concerning misprision of felony, treason, and sedition, so that they're made fully aware. And at that point, if they do not agree to rescind their signature on corporate documents, vacate the corporate office, take the proper oath, and take their seat in the civil authority constitutionally compliant office that they were elected to, at that point, they are then out of the gate guilty of misprision of felony, which is a felony. They are guilty of treason and sedition and possibly insurrection. And so just by serving them those documents and asking them to sign it, if they do not do it, you've already got them admitting to 4 crimes, which you can then turn that into a complaint as well. And then we have the third option, which are, I believe it's 7 acts. Jim, is it 6 or 7 acts? I think it's 6 acts plus a court act, is it not?
Yes.
My computer's down right now.
Yeah, that's it. It's 6.
Okay.
And the 7 I look as an act also, but...
Well, it's an act, but I didn't... you could enact that at any time. I numbered the others because they'd have to be passed in a certain order in law for them to take effect properly. Okay, so there's 7 acts. 6 of them go with... they address the same issues that we address in our court complaint via the mandamuses and prohibition writ. Only it's an act that the legislature could pass without even a complaint being filed. So you could present these 6 acts plus the 7th court act, which would then return you to the same place the complaint would if the writ were effectuated. And those could be given in combination with the petition, because you will be petitioning all 3 branches of government. So you could send the 7 acts directly to the legislature with that petition, or you could do it separately. If you know a legislator, take it to them. Tell them, look, this needs to go on the floor. You guys are committing crimes against the people here. And you have at that point, they are aware then that you know they have committed at minimum sedition. And once they've been noticed of the crime and they don't remedy the crime, that is misprision of felony. So once again, out of the gate, just by serving them those 7 acts, you have them for admissions of at least 2 crimes. This is all about setting them up before you walk into court so that you have something, you already have them in default and dishonor, and they can no longer speak on the subject. And so you have 3 angles, 3 ways that you can attack this, all as citizens. You don't have to expatriate. You don't have to do any of that. You can just go in there as an actual citizen and utilize their own system against them. But I think the problem that we're looking at is how much time is left. How much time is left?
Thomas.
Yes.
It's Charlie again. I apologize, but... That's been done by National Liberty Alliance. I'm not in allegiance with them. However,
they did something a little different. They're trying to issue writs out of a body that has no authority to issue writs.
I understand that. Okay. And in the state that I'm within, we've done our individual. Okay. But essentially, we're still talking paper.
Correct.
It's still a trail. It's still a record.
Correct.
And I know ultimately it's enforcement.
That is correct. And yet I fully understand that. Trust me, because we've been sitting here waiting for enforcement for a month in West Virginia. This has already been done. We're waiting. I'm trying to just get people, if they're not willing to actually put their life, their honor, and their fortunes at risk for the future of this country and their children, then here's another way that you can try. I'm not saying it's going to work for you, because if you don't have a real understanding of law, you're probably going to get yourself into a situation that you may not be able to go ahead and put the nail in the coffin like we've done here. And there's only one of me, and I don't have the time in the day to assist 50 different states doing what I've already done. When you, if the 50 states would just send 50 people each, we could get it done in West Virginia. And at that point, you've already seen what you have to do in the other states. And they'll fall much quicker and easier. So I agree with you, it's paper, but I'm trying to give options for those that are not willing to stand up. I'd prefer them to stand up. This could be done in under 30 days if people would stand up. But we've contacted every militia group we can find, and even the ones in West Virginia are not willing to stand up. They're not willing.
Well, I wouldn't say they're not willing, but I would say that
they're Well, they're not willing. If they're not here, they're not willing. You can use wordplay. If they're not here, they're not willing. Because they were presented with the entire website, and we directed them to interviews that I've done for several months now explaining exactly why we did what we did the way we did it. So there's no excuse at this point for them to be hesitant or unwilling. They went to the rescue of the Bundy Ranch, which actually he adjudicated his civil rights as a slave under U.S. Inc. in federal court and lost, and the agents were there to effectuate a actual court ruling against a slave of that court and that entity. And so they interfered where they shouldn't have interfered because there was no lawful basis for it. A slave may be raped and pillaged by his king. Here you have three kings, and no one's coming to help them.
Thomas, no lawful basis or no legal basis?
They had no legal basis. Of course they had lawful if you can agree that Bundy is not a slave. I'm saying he's a slave. He's a slave to the system.
Well, legally, so, but not lawfully.
Well, if you are silent, it turns into lawful after a while.
Acquiescence.
Yeah, exactly. Silence is acquiescence. So, and he's pretty old. So if he's been silent this whole time, I would venture out on a limb and say that he's been silent long enough you could call it lawful now, that he was lawfully invaded by his masters. Now, he may not understand that he needed to get out of the system. He may not understand that, but ignorance of the law is no excuse. That's another maxim of law. I mean, how many maxims do you want me to start spitting out? They operate by maxims, too. Their court cases are decided on maxims. They just don't tell you that. They'll write 100 pages to cover up maxims, so they don't have to tell you the rules to the game. The maxims are superior to their statutes. Correct. Assumptions
of law. If you say nothing, it's an assumption that they're right and you're wrong.
Correct. And that goes back to silence is acquiescence. You must repel any advance on you at the earliest possible time, or you lose the right to do that.
Well, jurisprudence should play in, though, too.
Well, how would that be, jurisprudence? That's a loose word.
It is. Well, once again, Lex and Rex.
Well, but you have to look at what you were given by your contract that your founding fathers gave you. What they gave you was the common law of England, which is malum prohibitum, which means that the legislature can tell you what you can and can't do. They didn't give you malum in se, which is the true Anglo-Saxon common law. And we brought that point up quite clearly in our complaint because we actually told them we didn't give you explicit authority for malum prohibitum jurisdiction. And if you weren't given it explicitly, it's not there in the contract, you don't have the authority to do it.
Well, but it, I read a part in the Bible where it said, thou shalt not take the oppression of the poor and violent judgment and perversion. I'm not accurate in my quote, but I think that sways in a lot of the Lord's decision about all this, especially with the disabled that can't depend for themselves or can't put out a piece of paper.
Either way, if you don't rebut it, for example, UCC 1-308, formerly 1-207, also UCC code 1-103,
no,
all contracts.
501.
Thank you. Yeah. But of course, all of their contracts are not explained. But they're not going to tell you that. They're
well,
just going to assume, unless you're quiet and you don't know them. There again, if you don't know the law, it's no excuse for the law. They're going to take advantage of you and your situation, which makes all contracts null and void.
Well,
but,
voidable. And until you speak up, they're not actually null and void.
Exactly. Then there again, it bounces back to the presumptions, but they're still going to take advantage of you.
Right. I mean, we have a gentleman in Florida that seems to think that that you can just walk around happy and free and nothing affects you, and that's just not reality. If they assume that you're a slave, then you must rebut that publicly, which is what we're trying to do with the declaration here, is to give them notice. No, we're rebutting this, and we're moving outside of your society. We're moving to a society that we agree with the terms of, and this society is where I'm going to be. This is where I'm going to handle my disputes, and here's notice of it. It's here, and it doesn't matter what they think. And once you get enough people, it really won't matter what they think. But
yeah,
I can say this, that the three of us in West Virginia have not been bothered, even with what we filed in court. They dare not bother us or talk to us. They are scared to death of us. I mean, they could have sent SWAT teams in and arrested us for whatever. They haven't done
that. I'm sure they think about it.
No, they think about it, but we're in a public venue enough that if they did that, it would cause more problems than it would to quiet the problem. And so they haven't done it, and they won't actually do it. I can guarantee that the state won't do it. I'm not saying that the feds or private contract won't do it.
Right.
You know, it was said years and years ago, all's fair in love and war, but I got this little yellow flag out here, and it's got a snake on it, and it says, don't tread on me. And I got another one that I'm having made right now, and it's going to have a picture of me with Photoshop with Jesus' hand holding it, and it's going to say, don't tread on me, Jesus. Don't like nobody messing with his kids.
Well, and that's actually what I'm... The only reason Gene and Phil and I are doing anything here is we don't care about the adults, because they have a voice. They have a way to do something. It's the kids that no one's speaking up for. And so the three of us have spoken for the kids, and we'll continue to speak for the kids. The adults, you've got to handle your own affairs. Step up to the plate. The kids, they have no voice, and no one cares about them at this point. They are murdering
our kids daily.
That's not true. Daily.
Oh, them, yes. Them, yes.
They are murdering our kids, and kids, I'm saying up to 25, 26, they are murdering them and have been murdering that specific age range since at least the 80s. And not
before that.
Has any adult stepped up and said, no, I'm going to speak for the kids? It's already been done. I'm not doing this for any adult. I'm doing it for those that have no voice. And then I want to retire somewhere, turn off my phone, my internet, and read my books and be left alone. I want nothing in the future plans or development of this country, because people do not seem to like some of my ideas on how to actually fix the problem rather than just let's go back and forget about it. And so I wish to just be done with this, give the children a future and walk away. And then all of these the various groups can argue for the next 100 years on about what they want. And they'll get nowhere doing it. I presented earlier tonight how you fix the situation with just a few documents. The whole situation can be remedied very easily, very quickly. But until you have a civil authority, you can't even do any of that. You can't do any of that.
Found your information at about 2:30 this morning on the net. I got onto it, and I haven't read all the documents, so I'm really enlightened by what you have in writing of what I've read. I'm going to review it a little bit more, quite a bit more, and I'm going to... I'm sure I'm going to make contact with you so that I can at least talk with you and see what we can do to do something with this in California.
Okay, well, there are some, I believe, in California that if you get a hold of me and you're actually serious, I may be able to put you in touch with that would probably be doing something. I'm not going to say what they'd be doing, but they will be doing something in California. Because there are many options. I'm just not speaking about them over the open airwaves. I refuse to do it. There's many ways to skin this cat, but it would be much easier to skin it everywhere else if we just simply had the assistance here in West Virginia to start the snowball down that hill.
I'm all about skinning cats. How can I get to the Virginia and know that I got a place to squat so I can skin a few cats?
Well, we are trying to gather enough people, and once we've gathered enough people, those plans would be made. But so far, we haven't gathered enough to make any plan. We're hoping. Well, as a matter of fact, by the end of this month, if I don't see paperwork going in all sorts of places, I will be retiring from conference calls and strictly doing a few radio shows. And if we don't see action with people in West Virginia ready to effectuate a court of record by mid-September, the three gentlemen here, we're going to retire. We're going to leave the case in their court, and it'll do nothing. And we're going to retire, and we're going to live what little lives we have left before they destroy this country completely.
Okay, so, I've got one more question.
Okay.
I've been looking into this and reading into this and seeing it and feeling it, and my heart is feeling it. And I know it's the God-given truth. And, you know, this has been eating me alive. And I'm about ready to leave with a little bit of family that I got because I feel what is being said is truth. And I feel that if I do not go out and do something about it now, myself, that I will not be doing my part. And just like you guys are pushing. So what would happen if I were to leave my family, to come to you guys, to do what I feel is necessary for not just my children, but for the whole freaking country?
Well,
what kind of response would I get?
Well, we wouldn't stop you, but we're trying to say that one or two or 10 people showing up isn't going to be enough.
Yeah,
and I don't
want
you to waste the trip for nothing because we're all tight with money right now.
Well, that's almost a deterrent, you saying that.
Well, no, what I'm saying is I'm not wanting you to waste money and you show up and five people show up and then we get nothing done.
Sure.
We're trying to network. Well, I'm trying to network privately hand-to-hand to see if we can find enough people here because publicly it hasn't worked.
You know what? I don't even have a license or a car right now. I have a car. I have no license, and I'm taking my tag and the registration, off of my car because of the GOV. I do not want to contract with them anymore in that way. And I'm just so hell-bent. Excuse me, I shouldn't say hell-bent. That's not the right terminology. I know who's in control of my soul and who rightfully put me here. And I know who's in control of all the government, the Illuminati, the elite, the Satanists. I don't want their number on me no more. You know, and I just really feel strongly about, you know, I've seen what they've done in Canada. I've seen what they've done in, what, is it Iceland or Greenland?
It was Iceland. They
Iceland.
They did what we're trying to do here.
Right,
they
right.
just went in and did it. They didn't even file a case and get them in default. They just went and did it.
That's what I'm saying. But
it could be done. I mean, it could be done in any state if you can get enough people. But the militias, there were three or four here that we've contacted in West Virginia, and none of them have offered assistance. As a matter of fact, three of them never called us back after we talked to them.
They're cowards.
Oh, absolutely. I called them cowards on the phone. They wanted to work with Oath Keepers and to bring in politicians and all of this, and it's like you're not bringing foreign agents into the mix here.
Hell no.
You know.
Well, isn't the Oath Keepers having a meeting up in the Appalachians right now?
And Phil and Gene will be there with our message to them the 28th, 29th, and 30th here.
Exactly.
We got two roads that have the guts to do it.
Excuse me.
In the church, they call it pew sitters.
I raised my hand.
Comment.
Okay.
Comment.
It's interesting that I think it was the lady that mentioned Iceland.
Yeah.
And I want to go back to the whole thing about Saul Alinsky. It's simple. What did the people in Iceland do? It was pots and pans. They went to the streets. You know, if we might mimic what was done in Iceland, I don't know. Maybe we would all be in jails. Maybe we would all be in psych wards. But at least we're doing something besides the paperwork.
Well, let's put it this way.
That's what I said earlier. Why waste time on paperwork?
Well, you know, you don't have to. We're waiting right here in West Virginia. All these people talking. Where are you? We're in West Virginia. We're waiting. We've got the court of record ready to be signed. We're ready to implement it tomorrow. Where's everyone at?
That's right.
I haven't seen them here neither, buddy.
Right. I mean, they're nowhere to be seen. I agree it's time for action, but we haven't seen any action anywhere. We've been calling for it for almost a month now, and we haven't seen
it. Jim, come in.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the biggest problem is I listen to Rhodes and Oath Keepers. You know, they did this mine up here in Montana. They did what was going on over there in Oregon, okay? And some of the Oath Keepers are in Ferguson, but you know what? I like to see the Oath Keepers or the Oklahoma Militia, which I have a lot of good thoughts for, show up in West Virginia. That's what we need. West Virginia can't handle it because they're weak. They're not militia. I don't mean, if I have to go on the battlefield, I don't want to be with them, okay? First of all, second of all, they can't care too much about their country because they don't want to stand up. So if Oath Keepers, Oklahoma Militia, Arizona Militia, and everybody want to stand tall and be accounted for and do something right, let's rock and roll on West Virginia. That's all I got to say.
Well, James, this is Leonard from California. I agree with what you're saying, but they would have to totally renounce the oath that they think that their heart is into, that they've been trying to protect, and not just worry about the Second Amendment. They got to worry about the other amendments as well.
Worry about the whole thing and drop their oath of allegiance to the United States government. Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, and the real Oath Keepers, the ones at the bottom rungs, that's who we're going to talk to at the end of August. We don't care about Rhodes and and the de facto leadership and the foreign agents that infiltrated the top.
Exactly.
Rank and file. And I think the rank and file, with what we have to present to them, a lot of them will be able to spread the news rather quickly that, look, we've been had.
If you want to see an interesting effect, go to YouTube and type in UN flag stands taller than U.S. flag. You'll see a traffic court in New York with a UN flag. I didn't take my license to UN flag. Otherwise.
I don't even recognize the flag. But that's what we got to do. We got to take, drop the oath of allegiance to the United States government and defend your country, your constitution, your Bill of Rights.
I'll tell you this, gentlemen, if I was a lot closer, I'd be in Virginia tomorrow. But you know what? I'm in California, and I don't have the funds to run out there, and I won't make any excuses. I just tell you, I'm sorry. I cannot be there for you.
That's right. I'm in North Idaho, and I tell you what, we get the paperwork, we'll file every bit of that paperwork on county, state, and federal.
I went to Nevada. I've been to several campaigns. I've stood guard on railroad tracks. I've stood guard on highways. I've stood guard on courthouses. But that's just a little bit too far for me, gentlemen.
Exactly.
I can tell you that there are a couple few out here in California that have been ready, willing, and able to head out there to West Virginia. And I'm sure the main speaker on this call will verify that. However, we would be the only ones there, and that would be kind of ludicrous and unconscionable, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd like to see a column of arms, about 3,000 men to show up in West Virginia. That's what I'd like to see.
Yeah, but all we're hearing is talk. We don't hear any of this really happening. That's the problem.
That's the problem. It's the leadership of some of those militia groups. They have been in, you know, they have insurgents in there. They've taken them over. They're guiding them the way they want to guide them, and they don't want to use them the way they're supposed to be used.
Yeah,
and the other gentleman on the call from California, he was ready, willing, and able to go as well. And if he doesn't have the funds now, that would be some help from our side to actually make that happen.
Let me tell you,
I don't know what to tell you.
This is the other gentleman from California.
Again,
well, we've got a lot of fire underneath the vet of the militia of West Virginia, and get them to stand tall for what they're supposed to be doing.
I got people over in your area that I could refer to you.
Thomas, if I can interrupt, I hear your pain. I think all of us are suffering that with all the states. If all the states did in tandem what West Virginia has done on the same day, that would be a united front.
I know it would be good as soon as we get the paperwork.
I don't know. I kind of think that we need that precedent set in. I mean, I don't understand if it can't happen in West Virginia over the last couple months, ma'am, without disrespect, what makes you think it's going to happen in the other states?
Well, you know what? All we can do is file and sit back and see what's going to happen, okay? That's the risk you're going to take. Idaho is an independent state and a strong state. We can break away anytime we want, regardless of what Governor Otter says. We have a lot of militia here, and everybody's well-armed. We are a red state. Montana's a red state. In other words, we're a resistant state. I have militia members coming in from Pennsylvania, from Iowa, from Ohio, moving up here. We're meeting with them. They're going down south. They're coming up here in the mountains with us. Yeah, we know where we're at. The idea is we got to get everybody else to stand tall in their own region, put in a chain of command, and some of these damn 3% that think they're something, they just better get rid of that gear they got and their own position.
I've heard all this for several weeks now, but I don't see any action. I've heard all these contacts you have, all these.
You know, it's been a lot of time.
Where is the action? I'm not trying to be a dick to you, but where is
the
action?
I'm telling you, I think you're squawking to be squawking. I'll tell you that right now. I spent a lot of time talking to different groups all over. And I'll tell you what, these 3%ers, the new ones, hot with the powder, blow their bottoms to heck. But I'll tell you what, if I could get my butt down there, I will get my butt down there, okay? One way or the other. I mean, it's the idea that you guys can talk squat. Let's see you do something about it, or send friends or neighbors, or bring up a fund. Let's make the money and send them.
I have a question for Mr.
Frank.
Yeah, go ahead.
Frank.
Does the lady have the floor, or do I?
No, go ahead.
I'm not going to talk over her, so go ahead, ladies first.
Thank you, sir. By what day are you needing everybody there?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Come on, don't be funny. What day are you going to be there, Leonard?
Well, yeah, I've already, like I've mentioned, I've already offered, and you can ask the speaker in this call.
With all due respect, the lady's asking a legitimate question, and
excuse me, sir, you're yelling, and I asked him a question, not you.
Right. Right. Well, and Leonard is correct. Leonard and a few other people have offered to have already been out here, but a few people is not going to help, and we're not sure if people are going to show up in enough mass, and I'm a good enough friend to tell Leonard to keep his money in his pocket until we know for sure. I mean, we wanted people 30 days ago when we defaulted them and dishonored them. And I'll be honest with you, I've been taken out of the loop for security, so I have no idea if there's anything in place, if there's anything being formed, if there's anything in action, if there's anything being planned. I'm not sure of that. What I would want is the people here ASAP in mass, but so far I'm not in the loop on that. So I can't really give you an answer.
Well, Back to the man that's in Pennsylvania. I am also in Pennsylvania, and if there was a way for me to get down there, because thanks to the GOV, I have no license. I've been put in due hardship since April. I have children, but I feel so strongly about this that I would prefer to put myself out there and be a part of this, you know? Is there something wrong with that?
No, and it's honorable. And I would say what I'm going to try to do is publicly over the airwaves, and I have several radio shows coming up, I'm going to try to make a plea to all those that may be traveling to D.C. for the 9/11 rally, that on their way back they stop off here. Since they're already near me, there's no reason not to bring 50 or 100,000 right here, right then.
Right. I'll be going to 9/11, Thomas, along with Jim, so I'll be coming back to West Virginia to you. This is Sandy in Florida, and I'm also myself bringing a storm on it. So I'll bring what I can.
You know, right now, I would say, with me being out of the
loop, I'm ready to hitchhike there right now. I'm serious as a heart attack. I'm ready to hitchhike there right now. That's how I feel.
And I appreciate and honor it, but we need it in mass. Otherwise, it's a failed effort and would only be putting the few of us here in more danger. You know, the three of us that signed this complaint were fully aware of the danger we were placing ourselves in. I don't think two of them recognized that we were actually messing with international things right out the gate, but they fully realize it now that we're screwing with things international in nature. And yep. So we've gathered some rather powerful groups against us internationally.
I don't think it has anything to do with nature or God at all.
Well,
it has nothing to do with nature and has nothing to do with God. You know?
That's upset would be the Jesuits and the Pope, and you know the
yeah,
Pope
well,
knows from radio shows exactly what I think of him, and I actually have him in default and dishonor as well. So if there's anybody willing to take him out when he comes in September, I can give you the lawful basis for that as well.
Well, I pray to God that the people that look up to the Pope open their eyes up soon and see the real crucifix.
Well, that's not going to happen. He's a rock star, and he's got the best media and public relations that money can buy at this point.
That's right.
And if I had a fraction of the money that he has to spend on that, this would already be over here.
Absolutely. I have my question I'm waiting to ask Thomas, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's getting late, and sorry, I'm really tired. This is Michael. I called from California the last time. It's two questions.
Okay.
Number one is, the Steve you mentioned earlier that was going to disseminate all the names and everything, is that Steve Gronka or Steve, some other Steve?
Well,
I keep getting emails from people, and there's more than one Steve. Steve Curry.
No. Steve Gronka is the one hosting the call. Jim Larkin, I believe, is running the board.
Okay,
right.
So Steve Gronka is the one then. He's working with me in ASU. I'll wait to get it from him. He's been really good about helping me with that. My question to you then, thank you, Thomas, is hypothetically, let's say that your 9/11 option, you just thought of exercising or something else, where let's say that there's 50 states, you get 10 people from each state, hypothetically, you'd have 500 people. Let's say you get as many as that or more. They go to West Virginia to do what you want to do. Don't you think that, and maybe this is something you've already thought of, but don't you think that this is exactly... And I'm not trying to do anything other than play the devil's advocate role here. So don't you think this is exactly what one of those excuses that the criminal cabal in D.C. is hoping for, so the Muslim Marxist-in-chief can declare martial law? Don't you think they don't have all these assets everywhere across the country because of what
they're
doing?
They're going
to
call
it
anyway.
Yep.
So if they do that, shouldn't we be ready in every other state as well?
Well, absolutely. I mean, do you not realize that they're going to call martial law? Do you not realize that...
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. It's already in law.
We're in martial rule right now.
Yeah, well,
yes.
It's a graduated martial law. We know that. But the full-on I'm suspending the Constitution, those executive orders have already been signed. We, the people, don't have to kowtow to any executive order. They don't even have executive authority privilege that they can make. This is a guy trying to be a king. All these guys that have written these things, Lincoln on the way to the president, they've all acted like kings. So these things are out of order. They're not executive orders. So we, the people, don't give our consent, then if we are ready and we do what you want to do, then that shit hits the fan, scenario hits, what is our recourse? What is our backup plan? What are we all supposed to do to avoid
blood?
That shit.
Well, then nothing in life is ever written in stone.
Right, but is there a backup plan for others? Like, because there's militia that have boots on the ground for years now since Obama's been doing this invasion. He is colonizing us through the DHS with Muslims that are not being vetted at all. He is invading us under Article 4, Section 4 violation, and we know that that Constitution is not one you guys want to admit is there, but they're all supposedly still taking and saying they're going to abide by it. So if they're basically having all these people come in, and they're not coming in to be friends, and they certainly are not coming in to comply and be Americans. And he's rewriting the book like they don't take an oath of allegiance anymore. You don't have to defend the United States. We're basically left with, okay, how much longer can we hold our ground doing nothing? Because the boots on the ground that the Patriots Information Hotline, as an example, sent to Texas and other places in Arizona, they were down there at their own peril doing this, real militia, guys with guns, ex-military, whatever. They got vetted. What about enough of those guys show up in West Virginia? And they're not going to play around. I mean, they're ready to go. They've been doing this for years at the border.
Where are they at then?
Huh?
That's what I'm saying. Down with paper. Down with paper.
Not everybody knows what you're doing. Not everybody knows who you are.
You have to be living under a rock at this point because even the Jesuits and the Pope know who I am.
Well, I mean, I know that you know who you are, but personally, this is only the second call I've ever heard of you.
Well, the Pope and Vatican and Jesuit Network know who I am. If they know who I am,
they do.
No excuse.
I'm some blind guy in Michigan. I know who he is.
I mean, I've been everywhere on radio. I've been all over the internet. I've been everywhere.
But the ordeal is he's not the first person. He's not the first person to come up with all of this solid evidence and paperwork and rules and laws that our government has produced against themselves, the Vatican, the Queen, all of these things. It was Canada. It was Iceland. It was all of these other places, Australia, England. All of these places had all this information first. We are not the first ones to see or hear of this. Maybe
no, this
you are.
This isn't the first case law on this. Martin Earl Fisher versus Navajo County, Arizona.
And he went with they broke the contract angle.
Yeah, basically what happened, he was a former officer of the law. He challenged a jurisdiction. He had an officer standing beside him, intimidating him in the court with a block, from what the report read. And he won a large sum of money from the court, walked out, and then he is a free man on the land right now.
But that didn't win anything for anyone else, so it's not the same type of case that we've done.
Well,
he came in with the writ of Key Tom on behalf of the King of All Kings and his people.
I'll give you this. Yours sounds like it's a hell of a lot more extensive than his.
I mean, there's all kinds of patriots that went in there and got themselves free.
Yes.
That's not what we did. We did it for all the people under the writ of Key Tom, an ancient writ.
Yes.
Okay, so Thomas, my question was, if all these people show up, this is a planned arrest of people? Is that what you want to do? You want to get the people to show up to mass to arrest people? Is that what you want to do?
Can I answer that?
This sounds like mass media or mainstream media.
Well, he does a little bit.
talking about me?
No,
you said I sound like mass mainstream media?
I mean,
is that what the lady was
saying? Looking for is to effectuate the writ's order, decrees, and judgments that emanate from a lawful civil authority court of record on the soil. That's what we're looking for. Now, whatever they decide, that's up to them.
So you're getting into the court of record to basically declare
on
the ballgame what you want
done. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it doesn't need to be done, but the militias are so cowardly at this point that I thought they needed a lawful basis to do it. You could do it with it. You could just do it because you have the overwhelming force, but that's not going to make you look good in the media.
If I can say something here in regards to this, this several people that are going to be showing up in West Virginia, if it ever happens. I have to make it clear that we can't just get 4, 5, 6, 10,000 people to show up in West Virginia and then have it be a quagmire. What we have to have are 2, 3, 4, maybe even 5 special forces or true veteran military commanders to organize everything to get it done properly. Otherwise, it would be a quagmire and it may end up being a bloodbath. This has to be done professionally. So it's not like we're calling for everybody just to mass up there and then go in there and do what they want to do. It has to be done technically. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I'd like to further say it, that it's not what I want. It would be what 12 members, 12 free men on the soil say should be done in regards to what has already been done by us three. I don't know what they're going to say. They may say, arrest them. They may say, well, they're removed from office, so we're going to now implement and put persons in this the constitutionally compliant civil authority structure. That's up to them. I mean, what I
right.
want, it doesn't matter.
Good point.
I'm just one of the signatories to the court of record. It'll be actually whatever they decide, because this is not just who has the most force. This is law. And if you try to do it with just the most force, you are going to fail in the long term, because they own the media and they will demonize it to the point that the rest of America will rebel against what you've done. But if you do it lawfully and you do it cleanly and you do it professionally, you will actually gain the hearts of the average American in what we've done. And then you will see the support go nationwide rather quickly. And so this is actually a media and public relations campaign first and foremost. And I don't think that a lot of people realize that, because you could make it go south very quickly, and I will not have what we've done here attached to a bunch of cowboys that just want to ride in town and shoot them up. I won't do it.
Right.
You know, the court of record will not back that either, I can guarantee you, because I know a lot of the people that will be on the court of record, and they're looking at it the same way as I am, is that we have one shot here to do this properly, lawfully, and to where they cannot demonize what we've done. And so if you have contacts with persons that would be up here, well, then get them to call me. Get them to call me. My
number
is everywhere.
Okay, I'll have somebody call you.
Yeah, my number's on the complaint, every single piece of paper we filed. I'm sure my email address is out there by now. Bill's website has his email address that you can get in touch with me through. There's no reason if men are willing right now, because we haven't found them, but if there are a group of men willing right now that are professional, have them call me. We'll work something out with them.
There. Steve, this is Michael from California. Thank you, Thomas, for fielding my question.
No problem.
I'm going to just get all that stuff from you, from ASU, when you get back to the call tomorrow. I can get that from you that way. So I won't take up any more of Thomas's time. Thank you, guys.
Okay. What a marvelous call. I'm glad everybody came together. We need more of these.
So now everybody on this call hopefully is going to work on finding 10 to 50 people in their own state to get a commitment from them to come out to West Virginia.
Yep. I'll send what I can of my contacts, which ain't many out there, but, you know, probably four or five out there in your area will come from the one guy. So, but I can't commit them because I haven't talked to them.
That's fine. They can contact me, but they need to probably at least at minimum read the initial complaint we filed so that they have an understanding and would be able to form questions before they call me. Because I get calls from people all day long that go, well, I like what you're doing, but and then they haven't even read the initial complaint, so they don't actually know what we're doing. And it's
really
a waste of my time and theirs if they don't do a little research. I mean, we've put everything under complete transparency for the whole universe to rely upon. It's there. So if you're going to have them contact me, at least have them read the initial complaint. And then if they're still interested, they can no doubt call me.
Well, I'll do what I can. I mean, I do that for everybody pretty much, you know. Unless you're not from this country, but and even then I'll even help, you know, tourists and stuff from other countries, you know, because this land is your land, this land is my land, bud, and from the Gulf Stream Ocean to the New York Islands, I mean, that means from California to your property there, this is supposed to be our country, and this is bullshit. You know,
George Washington penned his name, the 12th Hindi. I don't know if you ever knew that. Do you know what the 12th Hindi means?
Not
tell us. It means he's 1,200 times more worthy than King George. More worthy than any judge on the land. He's worthy more than 1,200 jurors. Well, I can't put a price on anybody's head, including yours or mine. I'm priceless. And the Pope better recognize that.
Well, I can give you the lawful authority to make him recognize that.
Well, I know of only one provision that will make him recognize that.
Well, a cold, dirty, smelly jail cell in West Virginia would make him realize it very quickly.
Not necessarily, but if he gets to his maker, I'm sure his maker is not going to like anybody messing with his kids like these perverts have done.
I would agree with that, but by the time he gets there, he's done enough damage. Let's try to stop that. That's what I'm trying to do, is stop the damage.
Hear my words. I love my Creator. I'm far from being perfect, but you know what? I'm not going to stand and allow somebody to take my fellow Americans down. I'm not going to do it. My uncle worked in Washington for the president at one time, years and years ago. I had another uncle that was chief of police, Indianapolis, Indiana. I had another uncle that was dual capacity, United States Marshal Sheriff. I had another, my father took a round in a tank, came back destroyed for this country. I had another stepdad that was a well-decorated Marine. And out of the mouths of all these people that I've mostly known, nobody ever spoke that honorable actions were to create tyranny on the land, anybody's land. Thanks for letting me give you my spill.
No problem. Freedom of speech.
All right. So anybody that thinks that they have small groups already that would be interested, let's get them in contact with Thomas, and then we'll share some information on that, and hopefully once people see that others are going to commit, that'll help get the ball rolling on that.
As long as they have a computer and internet, I have a secure way to speak to anybody that they can't be listened in on, so... if they do have a computer internet, once they contact me, I can point them in that direction.
But this is being recorded.
Well, we're not talking about this. We're talking about future communication with Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any way of listening to this recording over again if I wanted to pull it up?
It will be posted on hudoc.info. As soon as he gets back to town and can record it. So hopefully sometime tomorrow evening, it will be posted under interviews and then under conference calls with Steve Gronka.
Okay. Hudoc.com, right?
.info.
.info. Okay. Now,
the past ones are available there as well, plus all of my radio interviews over the past few months.
I honor your zeal, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm trying my best as one man with two others behind me. They're trying
next
to let
to you.
Me take the flak and the bullet. And I think Gene may be on here. Gene, are you still on here? Are you still awake?
I know. I've been muted like 3 times, and I don't know why. I wasn't really saying anything.
Well, Gene may have went ahead and put his diaper on and went to bed then, and that's no problem. you know, Gene is a good man. He's been fighting for 40 years. Phil's a good man. He's been fighting this for about 20. I'm the young pup in the group. But we did come together because we realized the common goal of the future for the children. It's not about the adults anymore. It is simply about giving something to the children.
I think I'm going to mute it off.
There we go. All right. Do you have anything to add, Gene? Because you've been awfully quiet tonight.
I'll just add the same thing I have.
Maybe I'll just take a potty break.
Get your papers, file them.
Don't forget to leave a quarter. I'm going to need it.
What can you buy with a quarter?
Not a damn thing nowadays.
A shoe shine.
Well, can I offer up a good joke?
Absolutely. I need a good laugh.
Guy dies, he goes to heaven. He gets up before his maker and he says, "What's with all the clocks on the wall?" He says, "Oh, unlike Earth," he said, "where Earth it keeps time," he said, "in heaven it keeps track of lies." He said, "Oh, how interesting." He said, "Whose clock is that?" As he pointed to the left, and he said, "Oh, that's Mother Teresa's." Says, "It's never moved a day in its life." Okay. It says, "Whose clock is that over there in the center of the room?" "Oh, that's Honest Abe's. It's only moved 3 times. So where does the good Lord keep Obama's clock?" He said, "Oh, he uses it as a ceiling fan."
That's pretty good.
All right, well, good luck to you hillbillies down there, and
anybody that has contacts that may be willing to actually do something, have them call me. I will explain to them what we're doing, and I will give them a secure way to talk to me. The paperwork, of course, you can get a hold of Jim right now for the petitions. The acts should be, the acts are already written, but to have them specialized for your state is going to take Jim a little time. I've still got to go through them and highlight what needs to be changed. The rescission documents are done. The oath is done. Those documents are done. As soon as Phil gets back, I'll have him post them as well. Jim has copies of all of this. And if you don't have Jim's, Steve can probably get you in contact with him. And then, Steve, are we going to do this Thursday night at 9 again?
Thursday night is usually 8 o'clock.
Okay. You want to keep it at that? Just so I
know. Yeah, since most people are familiar with that on Thursday night.
Okay.
Same phone number, same dial-in?
That's it?
Yes. So I will be back Thursday then. And by then we should have most of this stuff posted on Hudoc for the people to disseminate. But please send me whatever contacts you can. We're working hand to hand at this point, small groups of people.
Hey, God bless you, sir. You're a fine individual.
Thank you. I'm trying my best with the gift that he gave me.
Hope you looked up the Book of the Hundreds in a PDF file.
I will.
God bless.
God bless you.
Anyone else have any more comments, any more solutions to problems?
No.
Well, if no one has anything else, then we'll call it a night.
Goodbye.